Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at a Dust Live. I am your host, Seti J. It is a beautiful Monday, and man, you know, it's the beginning of another week here on Life at a Dust Live. And you know, for those of y'all who haven't been before, and of course those who have visited many, many times, it is Hot After Dusk, and Hot After Dusk on that's when on Mondays we go in the hot news, hot mess, and of course I have hot new music as well. And also, adding to that, we always have hot guests come through to be interviewed as well. And this week we got premier up and coming band Jacko Sway, which is out of Denton, Texas, to talk about the newest album, Shock Therapy, as well as some other projects we have coming up. So be on the lookout for that. We also, of course, today really isn't, there's really not news today that there's necessarily just plain news. Pretty much everything's hot mess, and which all the stories today are coming from clumsyquirks.com. That's clumsyquirks.com, which the funny thing is a lot of people hear some of these stories from there and they think that I have to be making them up. I'm definitely not making them. These are true stories. It's just people are just that stupid. So we'll be going on that. We got couple stories from there today, and definitely can't wait to chop it up. Now, talk of the past week I've been here. Yesterday, August this past Sunday, actually got a chance to go to Wish Lounge and meet up with a lot of the artists in the Dallas area. Jerome was actually celebrating his birthday, and Jerome Music, for those of y'all don't know. And he also, a lot of other artists came and showed him love. B. Hamp was there. Another local artist named C. Lover was there. Trilly, Prince Rick was there. It's definitely just a good look to see all these different artists come and show each other love, man. It's always good to see people in the area and then show each other a lot of love. So definitely an honor to be in that circle. Also, I got a chance to check out Sparkle yesterday, and that was a very great movie. I have to definitely check it out. It was a good look. It was a good look for Jordan Sparks. It was also a good look. Of course, a lot of people are going to go see it are going to go see the fact that this is Whitney Houston's last movie that she's done. So a lot of people are going to check it out for that reason. And I love the movie from beginning to end. I'm going to be very honest. Because when I saw the movie, I was like, oh, man, we're going to see what those musicals is. Mainly be women, whatever they say. But it was something that, when you want to go see it, it was actually something that it wasn't just something that women would just want to go see. It was something that anyone can relate to and definitely enjoy. And one of the overall stories in there is, one of the overall points that's being made in there, and which I love, and great way to segue into today's show, is just knowing that it's not easy. It's not easy in the industry. There's going to be a lot of curves thrown at you, and if you're not ready to be prepared mentally for that, you can sit there and say, hey, I'm a great artist, you got all the music, blah, blah, blah. But if you're not ready to handle that a certain way, then you're not going to last long. And a lot of people just think that it's just all about skills. A lot of these people, they go nuts and they start doing drugs and all this other kind of crazy stuff. So just one thing you gotta know is be yourself. Be yourself. Anything else you don't listen to, he said in the show, be yourself. All right, so Jack, we have a boy, Jacob Moore, actually from the band, be calling in here in a moment, and we'll be chopping up with him before we go out to some of our crazy news for today. And also make sure y'all go to dustspot.blogspot.com. Go there. We got the new issue of On the Spot is over there. Check it out. And for those of you that don't know about On the Spot, that's our weekly newsletter that's based on some of the activities that go on deathspot.com. So definitely your artist, your model, your entertainer, comedian, anything that's dealing with an entity, you definitely want to be a part of that site because it's one of the few sites where it promotes the members. It does the work. It does, when the members promote themselves in there, it promotes the members as well. It does the work, does some work for them and not just saying, hey, come be members and that's it. So there you go. All right, so that being said, let's go ahead and check the phone line. I got a caller from the 210. You're on Life at the Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddie J. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Not much. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Jacob, man.
All right, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Everybody give me in, give me in.
I'm the
singer
from Jacko
Swades,
you know.
Yes, man. I'm glad to have you in the building today, man.
Yeah, good to be here, man.
So I'm actually right before you came in, I'm actually telling everyone a little bit about y'all, a little tidbit. But of course, we're gonna learn a little more through you today, and just kind of telling them that your band is out and didn't Texas y'all. Making a little noise, and y'all just released an album called Shock Therapy. So a lot of things we got to chop up today.
Yeah, right on, man. Yeah, we just put out this album. We're based out of Denton, which is, Dallas, Texas area. And we just put out this album a few weeks ago, Shock Therapy. And it's really cool, man. It's different from most rock records that you typically listen to probably. There's bunch of different stuff on there, man. There's some, electronic stuff, some really heavy rock stuff too, some slower songs. So we're definitely going for something that was, you know, different from what you normally hear on the radio or something like that.
It's always good to have that. So it's always appreciative to see people take risks and do different things in music. That's what music is all about.
Oh, definitely, man. And, you know, it's always possible that, you know, not everyone's going to like it, obviously, but I feel like, if you just put your heart into it completely and just do your best, man, typically people will respond. If it's good music, it's good music, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, there's yourself. Let everyone know all the members of Jacko Swade.
Yeah, well, it's me. I wrote all the songs for it, and basically it started out record. It was just songwriting, and I was just recording most of the stuff myself. And then brought a bunch of other guys on board and just kind of started working at, as a band, you know, as a band effort, just myself. So then it's me, I'm Jacob, I'm a drummer, Charlie Tucker, Dallas Harris on bass, and right now my boy Kyle Bonasso's been working together on different stuff and kind of orchestrating the music. Like, I'll come up with a chorus or some verses and a melody, and the other guys will jump in or something. Hey, man, I'm really cool with that. So it's become more of a band effort, which is awesome. So that, it's all good, man. Everything's been going well with that. So yeah, just playing a lot of shows and push this album, really.
When did you actually get started into music? Like, what led you into it?
Man, it was a while back. Back when I was, I was about 14 when I really first started recording. I started recording on these cassettes, really cassette tapes, and then I'd transfer that audio to a software program on the computer and just mess around, experimenting with different sounds and, layering all tracks and recording different stuff, man. So that's really when I started out. But then I started a band a little later on in high school, and we played shows back then. And so I've really only gotten back into playing shows more recently within the past year or so. I don't know what really got me into music initially. I guess I've always just been interested in just different sounds and experimenting, man. And pretty much, yeah, I guess I've just always gravitated towards music and kind of dissecting it and taking things apart and mixing them, you know, just a lot of, I listen to all kinds of different stuff too, man. So there's definitely a lot of different influences, but pretty much just music as a hobby, man, was what really got me into it, just the general interest. And then it's gotten a little more serious now that we're putting out, you know, real stuff. So yeah, man, it's been a long journey since those days, man. But so this album, this new one turned out really well, though, man. I'm really excited for people to get to hear it.
Now, you were out there, you were saying there's different influences. I'm kind of share with us some of the influences, like growing up, like who were like some of your favorite artists. I would say name about five of them.
Man, my favorite artists growing up. When I was younger, I listened to a lot of old school rock music. You know, Motley Crue is one of my bands, and one of the first rap records I ever owned was 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying. You know, that was one of my favorites too. So it was a lot of different stuff, man. So I definitely was into like the kind of gangster rap, really, which is kind of funny because it's really the complete opposite. But I loved that stuff, man, and I loved. You know, I loved old school rock, hardcore rap music, you know, all kinds of different stuff, man. And then earlier on, I was really into like the whole kind of pop punk scene, Blink 182, Sum 41, all that kind of stuff, man. So it's been a lot of different influences, really.
And it's funny because I'm on, speaking of influences, on your Facebook fan page, I thought it was hilarious. One of your influences is Jägermeister.
Alcohol inspires a lot. yeah, we're definitely heavily influenced by alcohol. That's for damn sure. But we've kind of been trying to push this rule, like, don't drink too much before a show, man, because you don't want it to be sloppy. But after the show, it's all good, man. Go nuts after the show. But beforehand, we try to, you know, take it easy and be professional about it. Then to get off stage, man, just go nuts.
Yeah, because some people, I'm just crazy. I've watched some people, they're, like, drink real heavy before they get ready to perform, and then they start forgetting lyrics and...
Exactly, man.
They start falling over themselves.
Right. So yeah, if you're messed up like that, man, like, you know, if people are paying money to get into your show, if you want to put on the best show you can, man, allow them to get their money's worth. So, yeah, definitely important to be well composed, man. Try to put on a good show, but afterwards, definitely go ham, so to speak.
So it's a way of celebrating. Hey, we just finished the show. Let's drink. So I like the way you think.
Exactly, man. Reward yourself for hard work. And I don't even really consider it hard work, man. It's just fun, you know. It's all about having fun, man, and keeping people entertained and enjoying yourself, I think. So that's the coolest part about it for me, man.
Now, before I'm actually going to the track today from y'all, Flawless, let us know a little bit about this new album, Shock Therapy. Let us know what we can expect from it. If we all when we go top it, because you actually just released it July 27th?
Yeah, the 27th. Yeah, so, last month. It hasn't even been out for a month yet, actually. But, man, the songs, like I said before, are very different, very diverse. And pretty much I started writing the songs. I had a bunch of just different stuff going on in my life, different, you know, emotional stuff, you know, all that. And that inspired a lot of good lyrical, you know, material, I guess. So I just wrote out the songs and, you know, we started out kind of, you know, rock based, just straight up rock. And then we kind of explored some other, like that track Flawless you were talking about, there's some sort of electronic influences, man, and then there's some heavy guitars in the background, and we also recruited some rappers on that song. We had some rap verses, so that made it definitely really different, something you wouldn't, you know, expect from a rock record. But I'm on the same label, actually, with a bunch of other rappers. It's my band, and then most of the other artists, you know, under this group are rappers, so I know those guys really well, and we're really tight friends. So I asked them, you know, hey, want to come in the studio and check out the song and tell me what you think? And so they all got on there, and it turned out really cool, man. Just something really eclectic and kind of like we wanted to do something that people wouldn't expect, you know what I mean?
Exactly. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to your track right now. We come back, we're going to chop it up with you some more right after we go into some of today's crazy hot mess, too. So definitely y'all stick around. We'll be right back after this track is Flawless by Jacko Suede, right here on Life After Death Live. Let's go.
Right on, man.
Call him what you want, but it's obvious he's unique. The talk is to critique, just waiting for his defeat. But wait, watch his technique. He's quiet, won't say a peep. Not worry about what he sees, but you listen every time he speaks. Regardless, we are flawless. Don't cooperate with nonsense. This fly shit, you ostrich. I can reach my dreams with my arms stretched. We fight to live when we live to die. Don't wonder why, spread your wings and fly. We're taking off way above the sky. It's harder to quit than it is to try.
Every time I think, these feelings come bottling up. And we won't slow down, gotta keep doubling up. It's worth it when we're out there just fucking shit up. Watch people's jaws drop and they're stuttering up. You're all out of place and I'm calling your bluff. Because it takes a true test to show what you're made of. It's realizing your faith or lack thereof. And I swear I'll never stop, cause it's never enough. It's never enough.
Everybody life got a flaw, but as a team we don't have a flaw at all. It's in my DNA, encrypted in my blood ball. Showing every sign of greatness with my patience. They still hating, showing every sign of some fake shit. I swear they pray on my downfall like hope he don't make it. I just bury Sanders on these niggas, I just shake it. Continue making these moves as I'm getting faded. Feeling like the Ramones, cause I'm so sedated. I get your sign, still deliver, Mr. Validation. No games over here, leave it at the fucking PlayStation. PlayStation, yeah.
Rise above this in your heart. And as the pain begins to start, don't fight it, just embrace it. Here on this path to greatness. And when the time comes once again, just hold your breath and wait for when you'll have a chance to see the end. But it just keeps on going.
Life is short, you better live it. Enjoy every second you're given. We break ourselves to fix our image. Caught up in others' decisions, lost in our own inhibition. Though I work hard to be flawless, I accept the fact that I'm human and wanting people approval is nonsense. I'ma keep it moving regardless, even though the world is cold-hearted. I'ma stand alone and departed, all bad thoughts are getting discarded. I'm chasing after perfection, no time for flaws in my section. I'm heading up like Viagra, still they hope I fall at Niagara. I bounce back from disaster, with time I'm sure to heal faster. I'm at the top of the ladder, I feel down, so what does it matter?
Rise above this in your heart. And as the pain begins to start, don't fight it, just embrace it. Here on this path to greatness. And when the time comes once again, just hold your breath and wait for when you'll have a chance to see the end. But it just keeps on going.
I'll stay down. It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Ceddie J.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Welcome back. That was Flawless by Jacko Sway, which is actually our guest today. Jacob Moore of the group is in the building with us today.
Yeah, man, that's a banger. That's a good one.
I like the song because, like you said, it has all these different elements in it. And actually, shout out to the show because actually I've had a chance to see him perform quite a bit of time. So I actually saw that he was on the track too. So very interesting.
Yeah, show was. Yeah, show did the last verse, the third verse on there. Yeah, he killed it too. Yeah, he's a really talented guy, man. Very talented guy.
Now, what we're gonna do now, everyone? We got to go into before we go to some more about Jacko Sway. We're gonna go into a couple of these crazy stories for today. All right, so and let me remind y'all, these are true stories. I know as crazy they sound, they're real. Okay, now first one. I thought this was like really stupid. Apparently, a man decided to steal pot from the cops. And his excuse for stealing pot was the bud smells so good. Now, apparently, 27-year-old David Allen Thompson decided that he went to the police station and he was trying to give them some information about a crime that recently happened. And while he was there, he was like, "Hell, let me see. Oh, there's a bag of marijuana there. Let me steal it," and actually this bag of marijuana that was in there was getting ready to be logged in as evidence, and this idiot decides that, hey, let's steal drugs at a police station. That is the dumbest thing. I mean, that's just ultimately dumb. Like, it's bad enough they're already going, obviously if it's being logged in as evidence, they took it from somebody, so by you taking it, you're just making it worse for yourself. I understand some of these idiots I see on this. And by the way, everyone, y'all wonder where these stories from, clumsycrips.com. So I get some of these stupid stories. All right, let's see. Let's go two more. I'm charged for a man with sausage down his chin. Apparently a 35-year-old man is facing charges after state college police, said that he shoplifted a $6 sausage by trying to stuff it down his pants. Oh, wait, I don't have a punchline for that. It speaks for itself. Next idiot.
I don't think you even need a punchline for that one, man.
Yeah, I mean, I just understand. $6, hey, you know, putting the sausage down here, that's too easy. All right, this is the last one. Now, this one, I don't know. I don't know if I want to call him a stupid criminal or not. I'm a little confused in this one. This is where I get confused at. Okay. A man is apparently late for court, and on his way being late for court, he was actually clocked doing 119 miles per an hour. And the interstate police say that a motorist who was late to court, to his court appearance, was clocked at 119 miles per an hour in the 55-mile zone. Apparently, on 62 West, last Tuesday morning, this idiot gets caught going 119 miles per hour. Now, this is why I'm trying to say if I'd rather anyone call him stupid. I mean, he was trying to make sure he was on time to court, but he just had to give himself more trouble by trying to speed there. I mean, because you know how everyone comes with all these convenience things and they get pulled over. I need to hurry up and get to my wife because she's pregnant and all that. Like, how do you explain to a cop, when you get pulled over from a cop with speeding, how do you explain to them that I'm trying to rush to get to a court appearance? Like, it's confusing me. So, I mean, should he have gotten off or not? I mean, hey, in my opinion, hey, the guy was trying to, the reason why he was speeding because he was trying to get to something that he got in trouble by them for in the first place, so. Here's what it is. The guy, I feel sorry for him, but that's today's stories in Clumsy from clumsycrips.com. And like I said, these are very real but stupid stories. All right, so Going back into you, man. Speaking of, while we're on the whole thought process of craziness and whatnot, what's actually like one of the craziest things that's ever happened to you in during a show, or heck, even just in everyday life?
Oh man, well, there's this one time, man. Oh my goodness, it was we were playing at this house party, right? We had been asked to play at this house gig. We were like, yeah, sure, man, we'll play it. You know, it sounds like fun. There are a ton of people there. We were playing in the backyard and just throwing people everywhere, you know, just being rowdy, having a good time. And so some cops show up, and it turns out that the house, you know, the party was taking place, there are a bunch of guys living there that were, you know, selling some substances, so to speak, like on a very big level, man. And so basically, this gigantic drug raid took place during the party we were playing at. Right after we finished playing, man, these cops show up, and they busted into the house and arrested a bunch of people. But I was just like, yeah, fun to play. Y'all have a good night. And so we bailed. And I was just glad we didn't get arrested for anything, but we were just entertainment, you know. But that was pretty wild seeing that go down, man. It was, I guess, bad timing for those guys, but fun time for us. We had fun, so that's what was important.
That sounds like a movie. That sounds like almost like a movie scene. Like you're like playing, and all of a sudden, it's like all these people coming out of nowhere, and like, all right, like what in the world?
Right, and that's completely true, man. Completely true. So it was, yeah, that was pretty wild. But that's really the main one I could think of off the top of my head. But, you know, there's always
like up in the top 10 of all stories that have been said ever. That's like in top 10 of crazy.
Oh, awesome, man. I'm honored. That's great.
And we're talking about hundreds of shows. So that's, wow. I mean, just the fact that you just happen to be, just happen to be there at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right. Yeah. Exactly, man. Yeah. Yeah. Talk about wrong place at the wrong time, but you know, got to make a clean getaway, so everything's cool, man. I'm not in jail, so you know, I can't complain.
Yeah, I'm not because I know. Yeah, they've been ready to stop everybody. So.
Yeah. Straight up.
Now, as far as like some goals, some of the goals that some of you in the group have shared, what's some of the things y'all really want to do within the next 5 years?
Man, next 5 years, man, I have pretty high aspirations, man. I mean, I'm just looking to, I guess, push the music that we've recorded as much as possible, man, and you know, just play bigger shows, try to develop as strong of a fan base as we can, and I'm trying to kind of market it in a way that's from a good business angle, I guess. Like I'm working on licensing. I'd like to have our music, you know, maybe featured in movies, commercials, stuff like that, and that would be excellent exposure and a good money-making tool as well. So really, I guess just pushing the music we've recorded and, you know, continue writing solid music and, I guess, yeah, pretty much develop a fan base and just try to keep pushing it, man, and see how far it'll go, I guess. And if people enjoy it, then I think, you know, bigger and better things will continue to unfold. And also our label, too, the label that we're on, I actually am a partner in that company. And so we're also trying to push our other artists as well. A-Dub Entertainment is the name, by the way, if y'all wanted to check that out, adubentertainment.com. But, so yeah, pushing my music as well as, you know, those guys too, like you said, Show, is part of that organization as well. Jay King, Sir Swizz, Show, I already said Show, Corey G. So it's a solid team, man. So we're looking to just promote, and, you know, hopefully make some money along the way.
Or if you had to give a 30-second commercial of who Jacko Suede is, let everyone know.
See, Jacko Suede is a rock band straight out of Texas, straight up, badass shows, entertaining live shows, fun music, You know, basically, if you come out and see us, man, you're gonna have a good time. You know, it's always fun. We try to just put on the best show possible, man. Make sure everyone has a good time, and try to make the best music we can, the realest music too. You know, write about topics that people can really relate to, I guess. So I guess, yeah, that would basically sum it up, man. Good shows, good music, good times.
All right. And you already mentioned one of the websites, A-Dub Entertainment. Also, you have Facebook and Twitter. Let them know your Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, yeah. It's you can just look up Jacko Suede on Facebook. I don't know if there's a specific URL, but Jacko Suede is the band name, and A-Dub, that's A-Dub, D-U-B, Entertainment. And that one's on Facebook, too. If you type it in, it'll come up. So we got that. And at Jacko Suede is the Twitter, at AWNT. So, yeah, man, it's pretty easy to find. It's out there.
All right, everyone. I'll remind you, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can check it out a couple different ways. Check it out at blogtalkradio.com/CityJ. And also listen to it on iTunes, on demand for free. Go to iTunes, type in Life at the Dust Live, look for the episode that says Jacko Suede, and you can listen to it over and over and over and over again. And just kind of keep up some of the crazy stuff that's going on today's show. That being said, man, it's definitely a pleasure to have you coming through, man. And I want to send a shout out to Alex, too, for definitely setting it up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, well, it was my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Definitely, like I said, y'all, you officially taking the top 10, one of the top 10 crazy moments on the show.
Hey, that makes my day, man. That is a great honor to have.
Like,
hell yeah.
Like, that's going to be like getting to talk about conversation. Like, man, this dude was like saying he got caught in the...
Yeah, man. Well, that's awesome, man. But yeah, thanks for having me, and check out the album Shock Therapy. You know, Jacko Suede is the band, so it's on iTunes, Amazon, it's on all that good stuff. So, but it was fun, man, and thanks for having me.
No problemo. That being said, everyone, rolling on now. Remember, you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Jacko Suede, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life of the Dust Live. We're rolling on out.